The day the Earth stood still. I've always loved science fiction movies. I tend to like the classics of the 50s and the early 60s. Now and then, a new movie will catch my eye. I did like the Avatar. I liked the 3D effects. I thought that was cool. But even that the special effects are not as high-tech as the old ones seem to be, still, the old ones seem to be entertaining. Maybe it's the simplicity of the story and the simplicity of the effects that I seem to gravitate to. One of my favorite all-time movies, of course, in 1951 was The Day the Earth Stood Still. Maybe because it's also the same year that I was born, it's kind of fun to see what it looked like back then. Now, you can't remember. You were only just a little baby, but it's kind of fun to take a look back and see what the cars looked like and what the people were wearing and how they treated each other or talked to each other, the mannerisms of that. It's kind of a window when you can see a movie from that era and look at it. It's a way to turn back the clock, in a way. Recently, there was a remake of the science fiction classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still. The special effects were of today's standards, of course, but the story was there, but not the same impact I felt was happening in that movie. Maybe the simple black and white movie and the good but not up to today's computer-generated special effects and the clear, not clustered message from the older film is what makes the difference to me. Today I want to call you back to a simpler time, a black and white movie type of time. Now, there was a day over 2,000 years ago that was both a simpler time and a clear message that resonates today. And that message is still true. In Luke 2, 8 through 12. And there were shepherds living on the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in this town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Recently, this past Christmas, I must say several months ago, I was at a Christmas program with Carolyn and her mom, Margaret. And it was at a small church in Zephyr Hills, Florida, called Hope Baptist Church. I know it's the similarity between our church, the Great Hope Christian Fellowship and Hope Baptist Church. The church is a medium size and nicely appointed church. It was great to spend some time with Carolyn's mom. Well, she's my mother also. I look at it that way. She's my mom. She's quite an inspiration for Carolyn and myself. She's written over 5 books, Christian books. And Margaret is just a wonderful, wonderful inspiration. And she's my angel here on earth. We'll go into that someday, too. The program was fun, and the music was great. They really put on a good production for a medium or a small church. One of the things that really stood out in my mind was a simple statement that the pastor made about the Christmas song. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. You all know and love this old song. It's one of the oldies but goodies. But sometimes from the old comes a new way, a clear way of understanding, not digitized or computerized or computer generated. There in Bethlehem, those many, many years ago, Lord gave us a gift that was and is the greatest ever given, our salvation. and redemption in him, and the gift of eternal life, the victory over death, and to live with him in the kingdom of heaven forever. Think of the song's beginning words. You see, a way has been made for you to be with Jesus. God so loved you, he sent his son from the manger to a cross on Calvary. A way has been made for you. In Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on his favors rest. There is a way to his kingdom. There is a way to his love. There is a way that this world must turn to. You don't need to look at the top of the Himalayan mountains to the dwelling of the Dalai Lama. No, there's a way to salvation. And it's not behind a golden statue of a Buddha. It's not an ancient gong struck by a giant hammer while burning incense. You see, I'm telling you the truth, not by great humanitarian deeds that you have done, but there is a way, simply the faith and acceptance of Jesus in your heart. Let him show you a way to his Father, for he is the way and the light. No man cometh to the Father but through the Son. You see, God has made a way. He started all with a way, and it all started with a way in a manger. This is when truly the day the earth stood still. This was a silent night and the holiest of holy nights. Let us pray. Jesus, we love you. Thank you for loving us, for showing us the truth. Thank you, Lord, for all we have in this world that you provided for us. Lord, we ask you to forgive us and hold us in your arms as we travel through this time. I know that you will show us and guide us along the way. At that time of year when the world remembers the King of Kings being born in a manger, I pray that they do find a way to you. Lord, this time we need you more than ever to direct and show your wonderful love and light in this darkening world. I pray that you illuminate this country to see the fault in their steps, and to put them squarely on the path to you. Let all the world stand still at your feet, and let us all be still in your heart. Amen. Thanks again for coming to the Great Hope Christian Fellowship website. We hope you visit often. Good day, and God bless.